What's up? This is Duchess Willow, and we're going to get down and dirty in regards to what's going on right now. If you turn on the news, then you already know that. We, black people, are rioting. We're protesting. We're mad. We're fed up. We're tired of the injustice, the unnecessary injustice to black men and women. My ebony femdom thoughts are that I am tired. I'm angry. And if black people weren't already at risk with the COVID pandemic, we're now at risk, not just for that, but also just for being who we are, just for the color of our skin. So please explain to me. This is a message for anybody who's not black. Please explain to me why, if you see this happening and you know that you would not want to be treated the way black people in this country are being treated right now, explain to me why y'all are being silent and hiding and being quiet. Because I don't understand it. Like, you don't want to be treated like that, but you don't have nothing to say. We're asking people to speak up. We're asking people with privilege to use their voices. And I mean, we built this country for y'all. Not only that, but this land does not belong to you. It belongs to the Native Americans. So when black people ask you to speak up and use your voice, I think that's the very least you can do, since you have benefited from stealing us from our land and stealing land from other people. And you've had the privilege to enjoy those things. You've also had the privilege to stay silent. Think about what that means. One of my issues that I have with a lot of organizations that are majority white are that they are rooted in white privilege. Y'all have the luxury of staying silent when those of us who want the same things, we want peace, we want clean water, we want healthy food, we want to be able to walk down the street without being shot, okay? We want all of the same things that you want. We do not have the same privilege. And if you think that we don't, if you think that white privilege does not fucking exist, you need to wake the fuck up and look around you. So that's my, that's what I have to say about what's currently going on. You know, cause I needed to get this off my chest because it is affecting me. It's affecting all of us. We're tired. I'm tired. You know, if it's not this, I have to deal with like stupid shit from people that are not black. So right now we're talking about Black Lives Matter. We are talking about the injustice to black people in this country. So please understand. And I know that some of y'all understand, but you just pretend and act like you don't understand, that saying all lives matter is dismissive and it's insulting to the things that have happened to black people. So all I'm asking is if you support us, if you want to help, there's two ways you can help. The first way is that when black people are talking, shut the fuck up and listen. The second way is to use your voice to educate your fellow white people. Educate them and let them know why they're wrong. Let them know why it's offensive to say all lives matter. That's your job. Because I'm fed up and I'm not going to argue with white people. And a lot of us are just tired. We're trying, you know, we're fighting for our lives. We're trying to keep our families safe. I don't have time to argue with white people that want to be hardheaded. So, white allies, that's your job now. Your job is to educate your fellow white people on why their behavior is fucked up. Your job is to argue with them and educate them. I don't get paid to educate white people. Do your research because it's out there. And that's basically what I have to say. For everything else, like the whole pandemic in general, we are 6 months into 2020 and it's been, I don't even know what to call this year. I mean, if you thought that the years past was bad, everything coming to a head, people have been home, people have lost their jobs, people are frustrated. So, yeah, we got six more months of this year. So what I would love to see people do is make those 6 months count. And that's that on that. Everything else, it's also Pride. So happy Pride Month. And in addition to that, my birthday is at the end of this month. It's June 29th. So if you want to show your support or if you want to get me a gift, I have information on how to do that. If you go to my blog at ebonyfemdomphonesex.com, and my latest blog that goes along with this podcast is also posted there. So yeah, I got a birthday, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I'm 30 something. I'm grown. I'm hella grown. I do accept gifts and tributes and stuff off my wish list. So, I mean, go crazy with it. You know, spoil me. That's what I want. What do I want for my birthday? I don't know. Like, I want all of this stuff to be over. But if you want to get me a gift, you can. If you want to donate to organizations that are allies for Black Lives Matter, that would be fantastic. I don't have one right in front of me, so just please do your research. Make sure you know who you're donating to help Black families and support Black businesses. Please do that. I mean, you know, it's not, I'm sure there's a lot of Black businesses and Black families that are struggling with the pandemic because they just trying to make ends meet. And then on top of that, people are rioting. So it's real, real tense right now. So please just donate if you can and support Black businesses. And, yeah, it's Pride Month. Please be aware that, you know, that there are people in this world that, can't come out during Pride because it will put them, at risk, their safety and what have you. So, just remember that during Pride, that there's a lot of people out there that need your help. So my birthday wish would be for people to just be kinder to each other. As far as sessions go, you can still do phone sessions with me, Skype sessions, Discord, Second Life, if you're on virtual. If you read my Ebony Femdom fact, then you know, I call it fact. Is it FAQ? Are we not supposed to call it fact? Anyway, I'm not a robot. I'm not a cartoon. I am a cisgender black woman in real life. So this is, just in case you didn't know that, because I get this question on a regular basis. Are you a real person? Are you black? Do you have real picture? Yes, I have real pictures. Yes, I really am a woman. Yes, I really am black. That's it, really. You want to follow me on Twitter? It's DuchessWillow_. And again, the name of the blog is EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. If you want to call me, the number to reach dispatch is 1-800-601-6975. If you want to email me, it is willow@enchantrixempire.com. I hope that this has been an informative audio podcast for you. And as always, I hope that y'all are doing your research and learning something. And I will just reiterate, when black people are talking, please listen. Please listen to us, okay? Because we're not making this up. We know what we're talking about. Our experiences are very much real. And I know that there's a disconnect. And that disconnect is because you have a privilege that many do not. And you haven't experienced what black people have experienced. So please listen to them when they're talking. And please, you know, like, I am a Cancer. That's my zodiac sign. I am an emotional person. I'm a passionate person, but I'm not a simp. I will kick your fucking teeth in. So just be respectful, you know, and listen. And when the time comes, the best thing that you can do for black protesters is protect them from the police and use your voice to speak up and say something if you see someone doing something to black people that you know is wrong. Speak up. There's no more time to be quiet. There's no more time to hide and stick your fucking head in the sand and act like the shit is not happening, because now it's your problem too. So pull up, you know, if you want to help us, speak up, use your voice and learn how to listen. And if you want to be a part of the protest, your responsibility is to assist black people that are protesting and protect them from these crazy ass cops out here. So just to my protesters, please stay safe, and just please be careful, you know, just really be careful. And I do hope that things get better. Anyway, again, if you want to know more about me, EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com, and thanks for listening. Stay blessed.